Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Gary Cantrell Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you for stopping by. On today's podcast, just a couple of random notes and questions and whatnot, but on the top of the list today, we have switched to Buzzsprout. Yes, we are a member of the Buzzsprout family now. So for you, the average listener, this should mean pretty much nothing. Like, nothing will change. But if for whatever reason something has changed and something is not there that was there before or something like that, please let me know. Maybe there's a favorite platform that you like to listen to me on, and if something is missing from said platform, I'd love to know so that I can get it fixed ASAP. So please let me know. But Buzzsprout comes highly, highly recommended. I've heard this from multiple folks, including my pal Tom Buck, youtube.com/TomBuck. Check him out. Great channel, formerly known as The Enthusiasm Project, which he still has a podcast of the same name. And I believe Tom, all of his podcasts are on Buzzsprout, and he speaks about it very highly. I've just heard this from multiple people. So I said, you know what? Let's check out Buzzsprout. And believe it or not, I've actually made a switch multiple times. I've been on Libsyn, I've been on Simplecast, I have been on Anchor, and what I've seen so far with Buzzsprout is the one thing that I really like about it is all the features. You know, the stats are really in-depth. They have a generator where you can make like social videos, stuff for social, which is going to be very helpful. And they have, you know, custom domain stuff, which I'm going to be getting set up. They have just a lot of stuff that you can tweak and look at and work with. There's an easy way to get advertisers onto the platform. I've just been on it for a couple of days and just looking at it and checking it out, it looks really, really cool. And so I think I'm going to end up sticking around with them for a while. And I mean, look, I like to test. I like to see who's got what. I was on Simplecast for a while. I liked things that they had. And at one point I was like, well, let's try Anchor. Let's see what Anchor has. I think they have a lot of cool stuff. I did not like the analytics on Anchor necessarily because I couldn't get deep down into it. Libsyn, I thought, was just very expensive for what you get. So you find different things. And I mean, there's other platforms. There's the audio booms of the world, Podbean, which I used to be on years ago. So many different platforms that you can test and try. But so far, Buzzsprout seems to have the most features I've seen in a long time. So we're going to keep on rolling with them for a while and see how it turns out. But again, in closing on that, please let me know if anything is like missing or something's not working so that I can get it fixed. And we'll get it done. One other thing that I really wanted to talk about on the podcast is length. Okay, so let's take this podcast, for instance. It's probably going to be under 10 minutes, may even be under 8 minutes. I don't know. I haven't got that far yet. We're about 3.5-4 minutes in. But what is your ideal length on a podcast? That's what I've always been curious about. You know, I used to do interviews, and they used to do anywhere from like 45 minutes to like an hour, hour and a half. We've almost got to the 2-hour mark. And then I've done short podcasts like this, where I'm kind of just picking a topic or two and just talking very quickly about it, just to kind of, for lack of a better term, get a podcast out there. And I don't mean like, oh, I need to just say a bunch of random stuff to put a podcast out, but there's like random thoughts in my mind that I'd like to share that I can share on a short form. And so I'd really love to know from a lot of you that are listening, what is your preferred podcast length? Like, what do you like? Did you like, if you were somebody that's been here for a while, did you like the longer stuff with the interviews with people? Or do you kind of like when I just jump on here for like 10 minutes or less and I kind of just have a point or two that I just very quickly kind of get out? Like, what do you like as a listener? What do you gravitate towards? One of my main focuses in 2021 is trying to better understand people's time and how I can give more of it back to them while bringing people in, hopefully to either give you value or give some sort of entertainment or something. And I'm just trying to learn more what your preference is. Not that I would change the entire, you know, look of the podcast on what one person might say. But if I hear enough people say, hey, you know, these 5 minutes, these are perfect, I may never do a long form podcast again. Okay, that's probably a lie. But I mean, I hope you guys know what I'm saying here. It's just like, I think, like, what do you guys want to hear? And how can I give you more of what you want to hear? Make sense? I think so. I mean, even in the videos that I'm doing right now, like, we're editing these videos from Las Vegas that Larry and I did for our food channel, and I'm trying to keep them relatively short because I just want to see, as we experiment as a still a newer channel, like, what happens when the videos we used to make that were 12 to 15 minutes now become 4 to 8 minute videos. Like, how does that change the dynamic of our analytics? Do people look at that and do they celebrate that move? Do they say, God, I want more, I'm craving more? I think that one of the big themes of this year for me is just learning. And as somebody who creates, how can I learn to be better at creating and optimizing it for people? Even the videos that I made just myself, like, I uploaded a video called I Let Her Cut My Hair, which is a video of my wife cutting my hair, which I appreciate the reaction. I mean, it's already over like 500 something views on Instagram. YouTube is still kind of slowly growing, but I think some of these more personalized vlogs are better on Instagram, which everybody says Instagram TV is dead. But I can drop a video and get 500, 600, 700 views on a video. Doesn't sound like it's dead to me. I think it just comes down to putting out the right video that attracts the attention. So it goes back to this podcast thing. It's like, what can I do to make the best podcast that you'll want to consume while also making something that I want to make? That's the balance. So I'd love to hear from you guys. Of course, Instagram is a great place. Twitter is also a great place. It's Gary Cantrell on everything. It's that easy. I keep it stupid simple. It's just Gary Cantrell on everything. Find me somewhere and we'll talk about it. How about that? That's going to do it for this podcast. And I'll be back again on another podcast very soon, and we can talk about some other stuff. I'm out of here. My Mac's almost done updating, and I got to go update my other one. It was great to talk to you guys. I'd love to hear from you, and I'll catch you on the next one. See ya.